right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're rolling, Deontay.
Hey, Shannon.
How excited are you?
I'm always excited when I get to hang out with you.
I'm glad.
I miss the old days where we used to see each other every day.
And we'd spend a really long time together every day.
We did.
I know. That was fun.
And now we're, you know, you get older and your life changes and...
You might get older. I don't.
Well, can you explain how that works to me?
I think it's God's gift to me or something. He had to give me something good, so he gave me the gift of not aging.
You do look exactly the same forever ago.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because the other day, I was told that I looked like I was over the age of 40.
What?
And it broke my heart because never once in my life has anybody ever said that I am older than I am. And let me tell you, I am not 40. I'm not anywhere near 40.
And you don't look 40.
I know. I don't know what happened. I think it's like the one time that somebody, when I was going through a drive-thru, called me sir. I don't know about you, but I think that I have the furthest voice ever from man voice.
Yeah, I don't get man voice from you.
I don't either. No, unless I was sick or something, then maybe. But I don't think it would have stuck out in my head the way that it did. There's one time somebody said that I had cankles.
Oh,
that really messed me up. It's funny how one comment can stick with you for the rest of your life.
It's always the bad ones that stick out in your memory.
Absolutely.
Every time.
I'll never forget the one time I went into the bathroom after my uncle had done big business.
Mm.
And they were having a little house party. And I went and announced to everybody how bad the bathroom stunk after Uncle such and such used it. That still sticks with me. And I was younger. I was a lot younger when I did that one.
Well, here's the thing. I think kids are so honest.
Uh-huh.
And they really don't have a filter. And so it's hard to teach them that filter, because you do try to teach your kids like to be honest and be truthful. And you want your kids to stand up for themselves. So you don't want them to, you know, back down. But some things just don't need to be said. Like the other day, I was getting dressed in the bathroom and mm-hmm. Miles is in there with me.
How old is he?
He just turned 7 this month.
Okay.
Just turned 7. I'm getting dressed and he looks at me and says, "Mom, you have a big belly."
What?
Dude, I was indignant. I looked at him. I said, "Yeah, I have a big belly because of you."
That would hurt me so bad.
Sydney's the same way. After Jude was born, it takes a while for your body, you know, to get back where it was. And mm-hmm. then when you're older... Jude's my third kid. It takes a lot longer. She said, "Mom, when is your belly going to be flat again?" 8 years ago, before you were born. That's right? When.
Be grateful, child.
I know. I gave birth to you. And I celebrate you with extremely over-the-top birthday parties.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh.
Are you planning a birthday party for a kid?
I should be planning parties for my children, but I haven't. So February is a rough month for us because Miles and Sydney were both born in February.
Mm-hmm.
They are exactly 2 years and 9 days apart.
Okay.
But February is a busy month because there's school fundraising, Sydney's selling Girl Scout cookies, there's Valentine's Day, and then her birthday is the week before Valentine's Day, and then Miles' birthday is 2 days after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff going on at school. But they're still young enough to where you have to do the celebration at school.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to bring things, you know, cookies or cupcakes or whatever. So we always do, we bring something to school.
Mm-hmm.
So this year for Sydney, I brought donuts. For Miles, I brought huge chocolate covered pretzels.
Okay.
You go to their class, you drop off the snack or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's birthday number one.
Right.
Birthday experience number one. Number two is the day of their birthday, we do like a small family party. You know, my mom comes, my sister comes, they open their presents, they get to pick what we're having for dinner, and then I pick up cupcakes.
Uh-huh.
So that's birthday number two.
Okay.
And then we always do a party.
Okay.
I grew up in a family that did big birthdays. So I've passed that on to my children, and I've kind of created monsters.
I can imagine.
Because this year, we've just been so busy, I have not had time to plan birthday parties. And it sneaks up on me because it comes, you have Christmas and New Year's, and then you think, oh, I have some time before the birthday.
You don't.
But you don't. You don't have any time. And then it's here, and now it's gone. And I haven't done any birthday parties. And they keep saying, when am I going to have a party? When am I going to have a party? So I thought this brilliant idea.
Okay, what is it?
How about if I give you cash instead?
Oh. Did they take it?
No.
What? Are they crazy people?
I offered my kids $100 each in lieu of a party.
They didn't take it.
No. Sydney tried to up me. She was like, well, how about $300? Are you kidding me? If I'm going to spend $300, I'm going to throw you a stupid party.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a good chunk of car payment.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
And they were not going for it.
So now you got to plan parties.
Yes.
Or can you just plan one party and mix them?
No, I tried that. There's a skating rink near our house.
Mm-hmm.
And my original plan was to have them have a dual party. I could rent out the whole thing uh-huh. on a Sunday night. It would be the day before they had a holiday
okay.
on that Monday. So everybody
That's
would
smart.
Be able to come.
That's smart.
But, you know, the diva, I don't want to share my birthday. I just want it to be my friends. I'm like, you can have your own table. You'll have your own cake. It'll be your friends on this side. Miles's friends on this side. She was not interested.
Let me have a few minutes alone with your daughter. Ugh. And I will talk some sense into her. I will guilt her into taking that $100 bribe.
Oh, God.
If nothing else.
I'm going to send her to you every week.
Well, no, my younger sister and I were born 4 years and one day apart. Mm-hmm. So I was born July 16th and she's born July 17th.
Right.
And so ever since I was four mm-hmm. or five, I don't know, we've had to share birthdays. And so I've not experienced a memorable birthday just to myself uh-huh. since she was born. So every year I know that we're going to share our birthdays.
Right.
And then my nephew was born on July 19th. So then they added him to the mix too. So we got really, really screwed. But you're right. People do take it over the top. I remember last year, I think, for when I had a family, we got a bounce house.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cool, giant bounce house. Took up half the yard.
Yeah.
We had so much crap. And the majority of it, I mean, you spend all this money on gift bags and all that junk for kids. They don't appreciate it, number one.
I think they don't get how much goes into it. Last year for Sydney's birthday, we did an unslumber party.
Okay.
Because now a lot of people don't let their kids spend the night.
Right.
They don't allow them to do sleepovers. So we did an unslumber party and she invited about every girl she knows.
Okay.
18 girls.
Oh, gosh.
It was a 4-hour party and we were going to do all the things that you would do at a slumber party just during the day.
Okay.
I got a bounce house.
Who has a bounce house at a slumber party?
Well, they needed something to do. I mean, it was still during the day.
Jump up and down in place. Run in place.
Yeah, it's not PE.
Okay.
So we had a bounce house. We had a nail painting station. I had this huge spread of snacks and food and popcorn and candy, a selfie station. I had
this is your fault. This is your own
craft.
Fault. You cannot be mad at them for being little birthday party monsters when you have enabled them to become those people, and it's only going to get worse.
Oh.
It's only going to get worse. You have to get her attitude in check right now. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse as she gets older.
I just don't have time.
They don't care.
I don't have time for this.
They don't care. You have set them up for this.
You know, and here's the thing. I don't really mind doing it. I love that they love having big birthdays. I love that they think it's important. I don't really do, like, you know, I don't shower them with gifts throughout the year. Birthdays and Christmas is when we really do, mm-hmm. you know, big gifts. And then the rest of the year, you're kind of out of luck.
Okay, like, well, a big gift is one thing, but getting a bounce house for an unslumber party. I've never been to a slumber party that had a bounce house before. We found things to do. Even if it was sit around and stare at each other, we found something to do. And a bounce house was not necessary.
But Shannon, you sound so get off my lawn right now.
I'm totally get off my lawn because I didn't have that stuff growing up. I mean, I guess I was just raised differently. We got presents on our birthday, but it wasn't ever anything more than just everybody coming over to my mom and dad's house and having dinner and cake and presents. And that was it.
Yeah. But I think also things are like, to rent a bounce house when we were kids, I think was a lot more expensive than it is now.
Oh, it's still not cheap.
If you just have 10 kids over and put them in the bounce house for an hour and a half.
But you don't do that. You had in the nail station and the selfie station and the craft station. It wasn't necessary at all. So you have no right to sit here and complain right now.
Okay, so I might have taken it a little over the top.
Absolutely, you took it over the top. That's ridiculous.
But so how do I get out of it? I just don't want to plan it.
I don't think there is any getting out of it.
I upped the ante, and I was like, okay, what about $150?
That's still cheap. That's the cost of a bounce house.
Way cheaper coming out. I would have come out way cheaper if they each took $150.
Can you do a fancy dinner somewhere with them and the $150?
No. Oh, they want to do something with their friends. That's the kicker. And Sydney wants to do the trampoline party.
Oh boy.
$20 a head.
That's expensive, yeah.
Yeah. And she doesn't want to just invite seven people. She's gotta invite 20.
I have the solution.
Okay.
You're gonna love me for this. I am going to offer you my apartment for said birthday party.
Okay.
It's maybe 650 square feet.
A fun.
Yeah. It's on the first floor.
Okay.
So we will jump in place. We're not getting a dang trampoline or bounce house. We're going to do everything right there in the small space that I have. And they're going to love it. And if they don't, they can get the heck out of my apartment.
So I guess I shouldn't tell you about how I was planning to rent a game truck for Miles.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the worst.
You're the worst. And then you gripe about it.
It's all my fault.
That's like crawling through poison ivy and then complaining because you're itchy everywhere, even in your private regions. You can't do that.
Oh, gosh.
You're stuck.
I hate being a mom.
I don't blame you. I would hate it, too.
I guess I'll get on that whole planning a party thing.
Better get to planning. Maybe you can maybe find some ways to scale it back.
Maybe I can do it over spring break and people will be out of town and won't be able to come.
That's a good plan.
I think I'm going to go with that.
Problem solved.
There
spring
you go.
Break at my apartment. Nobody's coming.
Love it.
Hasta la vista, baby.